thank you, my dear.
The July 7th reorganization meeting is hereby called to order.
I nominate Rhonda Lewis to be the temporary chair.
Well, wait, isn't, she's got to swear in first. Look at the very, what?
First she chairs.
What?
Oh, you, yes.
Because he's going to swear.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm the chair. For 2 seconds. I think the team Tyler has to swear in. That's what they do. My fourth year.
I swear to you.
You solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution. That I will support the Constitution. The Constitution of the State of New York. Of the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office. And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
If you had any hope of the same view of that day.
Probably not today. Not go down to New York. According to the best of my ability. It is my honor. So. You will now swear to be more than written.
You swear to be more than.
Yes, yes.
This is tapes on, right?
Yeah. Put my mic on. Judy? If you don't want to, you might want to just go to the other side.
Good, that's a good place.
I, Judy Quintana.
I, Judy Quintana.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Trustee.
Of the Office of Trustee.
Of the Board of Education.
Of the Board of Education.
Of the Plainview Old Bed Cave Central School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bed Cave Central School District.
Right.
Town of Oyster Bay.
Nassau County, New York.
Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Can we sign?
You got to sign, Judy.
Say goodbye to your family.
Mark.
I, Lauren Faxey, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution. Support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. Of the Office of Trustee. Of the Office of Trustee. Of the Board of Education. Of the Board of Education. And the Plainview Old Bed Cave Central School District. Of the Plainview Old Bed Cave Central School District.
Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability. According to the best of my ability.
Thank you. May I have a nomination for the president of the board?
I nominate Gary Patan to be president of the school board for the 2015-16 school year.
Second?
I second that nomination.
Any discussion?
All those in favor?
Oh, sorry, you're supposed to be chair.
That's okay, thank you. So
congratulations.
I am, yes, right, that, no, she said that. So we congratulate Gary for being Gary Patan for the president of the school board.
He's going to be there.
And he will, he's not not here, so we will have to be sworn in at a later time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Do we need public presence when he's sworn in?
No.
No, okay. So he'll be sworn in when he returns from his trip.
I'll do it. Okay. I would
like to nominate Debbie Bernstein to be vice president of the board.
Second.
All those in favor?
Discussion?
Any discussion?
Okay.
Okay.
We're ready to.
Yeah, we did.
I'm Debbie Bernstein, solemnly swear that I support the Constitution. Do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States. Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of vice president of the Board of Education. Of the office of vice president of the Board of Education. Of the Plainview Public School Central School District. According to the best of my ability.
Okay, so now you would take over.
Okay, but I.
You could do it from there. Everybody seated where they will be for.
The next 12 months.
The next 12 months.
Okay. Can I have a nomination for district clerk? Ginger?
I move that Jean Tyler be appointed district clerk as per her terms and conditions for the 2015-16 school year.
All those in, do we have any discussion for each one of those?
No.
All those in favor? Thank you. District treasurer?
This is fine, the person can I favor,
Absolutely.
Please do.
Why couldn't we never do this right?
It's supposed to be that the district clerk gets sworn in and the superintendent annually.
Harriet Bowles.
Okay, the rest.
Okay, district clerk?
I'm sorry, district treasurer?
I move that Michael Kern be appointed district treasurer for the 2015-16 school year. Second motion.
All those in favor? Title IX compliance officer?
I move that Lori Lynn be appointed Title IX compliance officer for the 2015-16 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? District treasurer?
I move that Joanne Cantonese be appointed deputy district treasurer for the 2015-16 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that Joanne Cantonese be appointed deputy district clerk for the 2015-16 school year.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that the firm Gersio and Gersio be appointed general counsel to the Board of Education for the school year 2015-16 and labor counsel for the term beginning July 1st, 2013 through June 30th, 2016, based on the terms of the attached contract.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the firm of Zimmerman and Edelson be retained as public relations firm for the Board of Education for the school year 2015-16 based upon the terms of the attached contract.
All those in favor?
Any questions?
I second.
All
program and school division for 2015-2016 school year.
I second that.
All those in favor?
I move that the district treasurer, deputy district treasurer, district clerk, and treasurer of student activity accounts be included among the list of employees covered by the employee blanket bond for the 2015-16 school year.
I second. All those in favor?
Defense and indemnification of officers and employees of public entities.
I move that the board adopt Section 18 of the New York Public Officers Law and the coverage provided by that section and confers the benefits of Section 18 of the New York Public Officers Law upon the district's Board of Education, members of the Board of Education, officers and employees, which shall supplement and be in addition to coverage available by other enactments or from other sources.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the meetings of the Board of Education be held during the 15-16 school year as follows. Do I need to read all these dates?
No, it's available to the public.
As available to the public.
Second.
All those in favor? Banking.
I move that the district treasurer and deputy district treasurer hereby authorize to receive and endorse for all deposit checks and draft payable to the Plainville Bedford Central School District Town of Oyster Bay, Massachusetts, New York.
All those in favor? Attendance at conferences.
I move that the approval is granted for members of the Board of Education to attend school.
All those in favor? Okay, do the second one too. All those in favor? Expenses.
I move that members of the Board of Education, district clerk, district treasurer, superintendent, colleges, personnel, designated body superintendent, shall be reimbursed for expenses incurred in the interest of the district. The amount to be decided by the Board of Education in conformity with applicable state laws, regulations, and Board of Education policy.
Second.
All those in favor? Reimbursement of mileage.
I move that the current IRS rate be allowed for traveling expenses in accordance with Board of Education policy and that all bills be duly itemized, signed, and submitted monthly at the regular meeting of the Board of Education unless required otherwise by the Board.
Second. All those in favor? Expense reports.
I move that any staff member making trips at the expense of the district shall prepare
and submit reports to the superintendent of schools, such reports to be made available to the staff and general public within 2 weeks of the trip.
Second. All those in favor? I move that TD Bank, JP Morgan, Chase Bank, HSBC, Flushing Bank, Capital One, the First National Bank of Long Island, and Community National Bank be and hereby are designated as official depositories for all funds of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Second.
All those in favor? Registrar and transfer agent.
JP Morgan Chase Bank is for contract registrar paying and transfer agent for all outstanding bonds.
All those in favor? Authorized signatures.
I move that the treasurer and deputy district treasurer are hereby authorized to sign all checks for the draft of the Plainview School District Fund on the JP Morgan Chase Bank, Capital One, and HSBC, Flushing Bank, City Bank, the First National Bank of Long Island, and Community National Bank.
All those in favor? Official newspapers.
I move that Newsday and or the Plainview Old Bethpage Herald be designated as the paper of the district during 2015-2016. The superintendent and or his designee or the district treasurer may
be his or her. Should be her designee.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not
okay.
There. It's not your fault.
At their discretion, advertise in more than one newspaper.
Second.
All those in favor? Examination of accounts.
I move that the district shall be examined annually by an independent firm of certified public accountants.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of R.S. Abrams and Co. LLP as independent auditors to examine the financial records for the school year ending June 30th and to prepare such reports as are required per the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Serini and Associates LLP as internal auditors to perform a risk assessment and to prepare such reports as are required per the attached agreement for the 15-16 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? Appointment of accounting firm.
I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Hans Holm Company LLP as the district accountants to prepare the financial statements in accordance with governmental accounting standards for the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
All those in favor? Appointment of purchasing agent.
Yeah, 418.
All those in favor? Opening of bids.
I move that the superintendent and or her designee, the purchasing agent, or the business administrator, each with at least one other noted person, or possibly two other noted persons, be authorized to act as representatives of the Board of Education to open all publicly advertised bids as provided in section 103-2 of the General Meeting.
Second.
All those in favor? Petty cash funds.
I move that petty cash funds be established in the amounts provided below. The business office may, prior to formal board approval, issue checks to replenish petty cash funds upon submission of appropriate documentation by the schools and offices.
Second.
All those in favor?
Purchase orders?
Mm-hmm. Purchase orders.
Yes. I move that the purchasing agent is empowered to issue authorized purchase orders.
Second. All those in favor? Purchase of certificates of deposit and treasury bills. I move that the superintendent and or her designee is authorized to purchase certificates of deposit or treasury bills at times and in amounts which she deems advisable, and authorizing the district treasurer to sign checks for such certificates of deposit or treasury bills.
Second.
All those in favor? Receipt of proceeds from certificates of deposit and treasury bills.
I move that the superintendent and or her designee be authorized to award certificates of deposit and treasury bills on behalf of Pine Hill Central School District, representing the principal and interest on certificates of deposit and treasury bills.
All those in favor?
Transfer of funds.
Transfer of funds signatures. All those in favor? Payment on basis of invoice.
I move that payment bill for the school district shall be made on the basis of a proper invoice.
Second.
All those in favor? Tax shelter program.
I move that the superintendent and or her designee be authorized to approve on behalf of the district applications from employees for agreements with the school district for the reduction in contract salaries. The amount of such reduction is to be submitted to the company specified by the employee in the agreement for purpose of purchasing a non-forfeitable annuity contract qualifying for the purposes of 403B, Roth 403B, and 457 of the Internal Revenue Code, or for participation in the eligible mutual fund account. The superintendent and or her designee is authorized to sign all documents on behalf of the district relating to the program.
Second.
All those in favor? statement of values and insurance claims?
I move that the superintendent and/or her designee be authorized to file insurance claims and to accept insurance settlements up to $5,000, and further resolve that the superintendent and/or her designee be authorized to estimate the value of equipment and the value of buildings in the school district, and to execute the statement of values required by the insurance carrier.
Second, all those in favor? I move that the superintendent of schools be authorized to certify the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor? Authorization to advertise and establish dates for bids.
I move that the superintendent and/or designee be authorized to advertise bids and to determine the time and date of such advertising, as well as to establish the date, place, and time to be reviewed bid. Authorization is given to make these actions in the name of the Board of Education.
All those in favor? Rate of pay per diem substitute registered nurses. All those in favor? Readopt all bylaws, rules, and regulations and policies of the Board of Education.
I move to readopt all bylaws, rules, and regulations and policies of the Board of Education in effect on June 30, 2015.
Second.
All those in favor? Voting clerks?
I move that the Board of Education approve the following rate of pay for the voting clerks at the annual budget vote. A, Chief Inspector of Elections, $13 per hour. B, Election Inspector, $10.50 per hour.
Second.
All those in favor? Rate of pay for per diem non-teaching substitutes?
I move that the hourly per diem rate for non-teaching substitutes will be paid as follows. Clerical typist clerk, $12.50. Retired clericals, $12.75. Custodian, only those custodians who have retired from our district, $13. Matron, cleaner, $12.50. School monitor, $9.
Keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's...
No, but...
That's it.
That's... Isn't that 43 and 43A?
I have 433.
You have it as different? Okay.
Yeah.
All those... I second. All those in favor?
And then it goes to 434 regular positions. Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
Student worker work experience program, before 400 hours, $9. After 400 hours, $9.25. Student worker child care, $9. Child care workers, A, certified teacher, $15. B, child care teacher in charge at each school, $15.25. Child care assistants, asterisk amount determined by education and or experience as recommended by the child care director, $10, $11, $12, and $13.
Second, all those in favor? Adult education registrars. I move that the hourly per diem rate for adult education registrars will be paid as follows. First year, $18 an hour. Second year, $19 an hour. Third year and beyond, $20 an hour.
Second.
All those in favor? Welfare fund.
I request that Emily and
I move that the following, to approve the following three individuals to be appointed as welfare fund trustees for the welfare fund of the PCT, Teamsters Local 237.
That's it.
What? Oh, okay.
And then just
say Right. Thank you. Seth Greenberg, Ginger Lieberman, and Lauren Saxteen.
Second. All those in favor?
Oh, wait, I forgot. This is contingent upon the funds obtaining fiduciary insurance for the trustees. Okay.
He likes that. All those in favor? What? Oh, no.
Back to Ginger.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Back to me, and then we have to go over to Seth. I move that the following individuals, including the following individuals, membership on the audit committee, Gary Patan, Kevin Campania, and Lauren Saxton.
And community members.
Oh, I'm sorry, community. Barbie Goldstein and Joe Horowitz. Term to expire June, Barbara's is June 30th, 2016. Joe is June 30th, 2016.
17.
17, it should be, yeah.
I second.
All those in favor? Architects? Lauren? All those in favor? Bond Counsel?
I move that the firm of Hawkins, Delafield, and Wood LLP be appointed as bond counsel for the attached agreement for the school year 2015-2016.
Second.
All those in favor? Financial advisors?
I move that the firm of Munistat Services, Inc. be appointed as financial advisors per the attached agreement for the school year 2015-16.
Second.
All those in favor? Insurance carrier?
I move that the firm of NYSER, the New York Schools Insurance Reciprocal, be appointed the district's insurance carrier for the school year 2015-16 per the attached quote/policy.
Second. All those in favor? Unemployment. I move that the firm of Industrial UI Services be appointed as cost control specialists for the school year 2015-16 per the attached agreement.
Second.
All those in favor? 403B plan administrator?
I move that the ombudsman be appointed as the third-party administrator for the 403B and the 403B in the school for the school year 2015-16 for the attached agreement.
All those in favor? Cooperative purchasing?
I move that the educational data service be appointed as third-party
All those in favor? Radio tower lease?
I move that Communication Leasing Inc. be approved to provide WPOB FM broadcasting signal for the 2015-2016 school year for the attached agreement.
Second.
All those in favor? Employee Assistance Program?
I move that Labor Education and Community Services Agency Inc. be appointed to provide the district with assistance to the district's employees per the attached agreement for the 2015-2016 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? Textbook distribution services for private and parochial schools?
I move that Textbook Central be approved as the private and parochial textbook distribution firm per the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
Second. All those in favor? Driver's Ed. I move that Bell Auto School Inc. will provide the behind-the-wheel laboratory instruction portion of the student driver training per the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? Workers' compensation runoff claims?
I move that Whitebridge Management Company be appointed to manage the district's runoff workers' compensation claim for the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
All those in favor? All those in favor? Asbestos design, designee?
I move that Principal Malone be designated as the asbestos designee for the school year 2015-16.
Second.
All those in favor? Records management?
I move that Christopher Malone be designated as the records management officer for the school year 2015-16.
I second.
All those in favor? Scope membership?
I move that membership and scope be approved for the 2015-16 school year per the attached agreement.
Second. All those in favor? I move that Pupil Benefits Plan, Inc. be approved as the district's student accident insurance for the 2015-16 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? Cell phone policy?
I move that the Board of Education approve the list of job titles that are hereby authorized to receive the cell phone in accordance with the district's cell phone policy number 683022R as listed below.
Okay. All those in favor? All teachers as chaperones?
I move to appoint all teachers in July on September 1st, 2015, as chaperones, 2015, 2016, year, at the rate of $94.01, salary pending negotiation.
All those in favor? Dignity Act coordinators, principals?
I move to approve the appointment of the following principals as Dignity Act coordinators for the respective schools for the 2015-2016 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I was thinking about it.
Copying my homework.
Qualified lead evaluators, principals?
I move that we approve the appointment of the following principals as qualified lead evaluators of teachers for their respective schools for the 2015-16 school year.
I second.
All those in favor? American Red Cross shelter agreement?
I move that the school district designate certain buildings, emergency shelters with the American Red Cross for the 2015-16 school year.
Second, all those in favor? Affordable Care Act compliance firm? I move that Seneca Consulting Group be appointed as the district's Affordable Care Act compliance firm as per the attached agreement for the 2015-16 school year.
Second.
All those in favor? Eastern Suffolk BOCES Joint Municipal Cooperative Bidding Program.
I move that the district participate in the Eastern Suffolk BOCES Cooperative Bidding Program for the 2015 school year as per the attached agreement.
I second the motion.
All those in favor? Policy Committee?
I move that the following board members be appointed to serve on the policy committee for the 2015-16 school year. Debbie Bernstein, Beth Greenberg, and Alex Simmons.
Second.
All those in favor? Legislative Committee?
I move that the following board members be appointed to serve on the legislative committee for the 2015-16 school year. Jody Campagna, Gary Batan, and Ginger Lieberman.
Second.
All those in favor? Residency investigator?
Back to Jody.
I move that the Board of Education approve John Chester as residency investigator for the 2015-16.
I second.
All those in favor?
Who are we up to, me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I move that the extension of the food service contract, with Whitson's Culinary Group be approved at an annual increase of CPIU, Consumer Price Index, which is 0% for the 2015-2016 school year.
Second. All those in favor? I move that we adjourn. Oh, okay. You.
I move that we adjourn the orientation meeting.
All those in favor? That will be the conclusion of the organizational meeting, and we will begin in 4 minutes for our regular meeting. So you can
stick around, folks.
Ready to the first meeting of the 2015-2016 school year. Please stand for the pledge. Ginger?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome our new trustees and wish you luck, and you're going to do really great. That's true. Board announcements. Emily?
We had, of course, a flurry of graduations since we met last, and I was unhappily unable to attend the high school graduation, but I did have the pleasure of attending the POB middle school graduation, and Mr. McNamara and Mr. Romanelli's swan song, as it were. So it was a pleasure to attend, and we wish them the best.
Great. Thank you. Ginger?
I had the pleasure, along with some of our other board members, to attend the high school graduation, and as usual, it was a job well done, and it was very moving, and thanks to Crystal Kim for doing a solo. She's a protege and something that we'll always be very proud of. And to all the graduates and their family, hope next year's a wonderful, wonderful year for everybody.
Any other announcements? Superintendent's announcements?
Form off a PowerPoint, I thought, as we reflect back on the year that we just had, you know, when the board sets their goals in the fall, you kind of look at the goals and think, how are we ever going to accomplish so many things? But when you actually sit down and try to look at it, so when you actually look at it in a kind of report as this one, you realize how accomplished the year has been. And it really has been an enormous team effort. I thank everyone on the team for contributing to this. Many of them are not here because the vacation has started, but certainly we begin with our most important accomplishment, and that is the class of 2015, as 372 wonderful young men and women walked across the stage with lots of awards, and those are the awards that we present, including 12 Academic Excellence Awards, 2 National Merit, 1 National Merit Scholar winner, 3 National Merit Scholar finalists, a host of other awards, 16 commended, 1 National Hispanic recognition. We have 3 scholar athletes, 3 scholar artists, county football scholar athlete, DECA, just about everywhere you could see excellence. I like to say excellence in every pocket of the school district. Some of the other highlights, 497 students participated in AP exams and completed 1,256 exams. And we just got the scores back today. We're still analyzing it. And I have to say, in some of the areas that the board asked us to address, we saw some really marked change. So a tremendous effort on the part of the teachers and the chairs and the directors for those results. We had 135 all-county music, 23 all-state, 8 all-eastern, 4 all-national. By the way, next year we have 4 all-national, and the entire Long Island has 22 all-national, and our district has 4 of them. That's amazing. People just don't understand. Some years you're lucky to get an all-eastern. We have 8 all-eastern and 4 all-national, and one of our all-nationals was first chair. That's the best in the country. That's amazing. 3 scholar artists, all athletic teams, scholar athletes. That's an amazing feat. 4 Nassau County champions, 4 conference championships. And 50% of the students participated in the Hour of Code. That was something that the board had asked us to introduce, and we've done a tremendous amount of work within that area. And that coding started in kindergarten through grade 12. STEAM projects all over. Every elementary school had a STEAM focus, and we saw some really good things happening there. This is one of the things that, you know, we typically don't see in districts, the third bullet, which is 64% of the seniors going to Nassau Community College tested out of remediation. You may recall, nationally, by the way, 60% of students going to a community college actually are identified for remediation. And so we've made it a focus of ours to identify the 42 students going to Nassau and to test them in January and identify them, those students who were slated for remediation. And we did some serious, I have to say, Lori Lynn led this and did a tremendous amount of work with this. So this is really her statistic to coo about, and the high school with Mr. Murray. So having those students test out of remediation means that they're beginning in college credit courses in the fall. That's amazing. That is something that changes their future, and that's something that we're very, very proud of. This is another bullet. If you recall, when we first, when I came here 3 years ago, you know, some of the goals that we had set for kindergarten reading levels were a little surprising to me. And the focus has been in just introducing guided reading earlier in the year and doing some staff development in that area. And this is a statistic. Last year, 34% of the students ended kindergarten reading below C. C is typically on grade level. This year, 22% were below C. So that's a marked difference in reading levels. I think the year before, that statistic was in the 40s. So over the 3 years, we've gone from 40 to 34 to 22. The mastery levels on Common Core Algebra, I know that was a very, very difficult exam, extremely difficult, but we have broken the record, I think, for the state in one of our buildings with the mastery level at 46%. That I have not heard that statistic from any of my colleagues. So congratulations to those teachers, and it really was their work. They collaborated, they've demonstrated what it's like to really believe in kids and to have instruction that is focused, and that in fact, we can, yes, we can do it. And you'll see that term again and again, yes, we can. Matlin Middle School and POB Middle School, yes, we can get them on the same schedule, and they will be on the same schedule for the 15-16 school year. Changing the lives of kids at Matlin, and that's made all the difference. Ninth period day committee has been formed. We are optimistic. Lots of good conversations going on with the teachers and the administrators just on the structure, what might work within our contract, and I'm very pleased to see the progress that I'm hearing about. Both Morty and I are not on the committee, so that we should do really well. Coming to fruition. We've been selected by National Best Buddies. That's another thing that you heard, you know, Ellie spoke about. That is something that is another tremendous achievement. I hope you realize that as we highlight, it's all over the place because pockets of excellence are happening all over. I didn't just focus on the academics, but on everything. 29 sophomores going on a college tour last year. We accomplished that. That was something that the board asked us to do. And we're expanding next year. We're expanding that to a two-night program and expanding the number of students who will participate. High school campus will be closed for 9th and 10th graders. That was around our safety and security highlight, gold, and that will be in place for next year. Elementary extra help, we started in grade 2. That came from the PTA's suggestion. We are moving that to grade 3 for next year, again, from discussions with the PTA and with the principals. Technology. When we started putting in the wireless WAPs, we recognized that the computers that we had were way too slow to handle the wireless. And no matter what you did, you couldn't dress it up. Those computers needed to go, and so last year the board allowed us to bring in a whole battalion of computers. So every single computer was changed out last year to new computers on a lease through BOCES, 800 new computers at the same time that we were converting to Microsoft 8.1, and we were able to accomplish that. A little bumpy in the beginning, but we certainly straightened it out. That's an tremendous. Every environment in our schools is wireless. We brought in Z-Space technology. One-to-one pilot for grade 5. Next year we'll be doing grades 5 and 6. We also have a BYOD environment at the high school that was implemented, and the hour of code occurred in all schools. Facilities and security, that's another area that we can coo about. $49.8 million bond was passed. Thank you to the community. To address infrastructure, I think at the end of the 5 years, the entire district will have a makeover. Roofs, windows, everything, infrastructure that we have really needed to address. When you combine the bond and the capital, we'll be able to accomplish a tremendous amount. We installed, yes we did, the 250 kilowatt generator, which now works. Yes, we did, Emily. and we have pictures to show, and we, by the way, that's tested once a month, so that we, you know, we don't wait for it to be needed. It's tested so that our infrastructure still holds when it's tested. We have the track ready to go. It's curing right now, but for it's done, and the asphalt is curing, but if you walk, it's ready to go. Just you can't walk on it right yet. So at the end of August, we'll have an official, beginning of school, we'll have an official opening of the PLB Middle School track. Matlin skylights have been bidded out, and they're being worked on this summer. New bleachers in all schools by September 2015. We only have one school left, and that's Matlin, and it's in the budget. And so by September, we will have every school with new bleachers. Lockers at Stratford Road, they opened school last year with new lockers at Stratford Road. The parking lot, we opened school with a new parking lot for Peoba Middle School, and Jamaica Avenue was just completed this past 2 weeks, right? Security upgrades in all buildings, we completed that. Fiscal planning was another area of successful passage of the budget and capital reserves. The bond was also successful. We filed, Sue Matty filed the efficiency plan on time. As you recall, the governor required us to do so to allow residents to take advantage of a tax freeze rebate for next year. And we delivered on that. We did a census and a demographic study, and that was the information that we've used to guide our budgets and our consideration for the kindergarten center. We also presented the board with a multi-year plan for district reserves, and that is posted, presented and posted on the website. And on June 30th, we actually we voted on our reserves to end the year. In the other area, communication and advocacy, the district has a social presence. We have Twitter and we have Facebook. And Board of Ed uses board docs to go paperless. So if you notice that the board no longer brings binders and they connect to directly to their iPads and are able to go into the archives and retrieve all documents. Board meetings last year went audio, so that is why I'm shouting into the mic right now, so that the audio will be available for those who are at home listening. And articulation between K-1 and fourth grades 4 through 5. That was something that we worked on. We really perfected it. Greg Sesney was very much a part of the K-1. Paulette Miller was very much a part of the 4-5. They really, the principals all over, but those were the two that spearheaded the articulation movement, and I think that we've done a really good job with that. The community forum, we held two community forums. One for, is it for I? Well, anyway, it's the Latin for plural for forums. What? For I. For a. No, it's for I. For I. Held I to discuss a bond, that we did that in the fall, and then we did one for the kindergarten center in the spring. We also participated in the legislative breakfast, thanks to the PTA, and we hope that that we'll be able to do that again. And that's it. It was a year that was, and it was a year that we accomplished a lot. Thank you, board. We could not have done it without your direction and your support.
Thank you, Dr. Lewis. Our thanks to administration, teachers, and support staff, buildings and grounds, aides, clericals, PTA, and our community for helping us to realize all of these accomplishments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we put that on the website?
It's going
it's
up.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
All reports are on the website.
Great. Capital bond update.
Okay.
Okay. Well, phase one of the bond bond project has gotten off to an amazing start. Anybody driving around can see that work is going on already. First, all the summer projects for the phase one have been put out to bid, with the exception of Stratford Roof, which will be going out to bid this Friday. That we had to hold out because of the camp at Stratford. As far as the abatement going on in the buildings, Old Bethpage abatement was completed yesterday. Matlin abatement will be completed this Saturday, including this boardroom. Floor tiles are currently being installed at Old Bethpage and Matlin schools. The JFK abatement started July 2nd and is continuing. The JFK tennis courts have been removed in preparation of the new tennis courts, and subsoil materials are being prepared. And as Dr. Lewis mentioned, the POB track is just waiting for the asphalt to cure in order to put the rubber track. At Matlin, I think anyone can see that the fence is being put up for the tennis court, so work will begin on that. And we have on the website a construction projects link that you can just click on and see the status at any point, and we'll be loading with pictures as the work goes on. That was done with in conjunction with facilities, IT, and the business office. It's actually a nice little spot.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Agenda minutes format?
Okay, so Jacques is not here. But how could he not be here? This is in honor of Jacques. Mm-hmm. Our agendas are now very different in format, in that we have far more detail, as much as we can share, so that you will notice that it's a lengthier agenda, has some backup materials that usually those are the questions that Jacques will ask. So in honor of you, Jacques, because I know you're going to listen, this agenda has been changed. And I think it's much more useful to the public to know what we're doing, and it just adds to the transparency of our work.
Absolutely.
I know. Shorter meetings.
Thank you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's your job.
Is this on? Yep.
Okay, so I nominated her.
As you know, as we culminated this past school year, our students took several Regents exams. This is just a brief overview. As you know, Mr. Murray gives a full report in the fall when we return, and we also provide additional backup with all testing results. But for purposes of wrapping up the school year, these are our science results, and I've included the 2014 results in each of the subject areas. So you can see our earth science results are very good, our passing rate, our living environment, and then in yellow is our mastery rates. As you can see, the physics mastery results are down. So that is something that we will be revisiting this summer as I meet with all the chair people and directors to speak with them about the rationale why. But I think one of the things that you'll see, and as I further have conversations with all the chairs and directors, that the exams are changing little by little, and we saw that in living environment starting last year. And as our teachers become more familiar with these changes and the training becomes available along with new documents, I think, you know, as we saw with algebra, we'll get better as we go along. However you'd like, the math comparisons from 2014-15, we started out, I put on for your reference the algebra 2005 exams and then the Common Core exam. So you'll note in the little tiny yellow box, we only had one student take the old algebra exam. There has been some questions and controversy over that administration, but the guidance we received from State Ed clearly stated that this cohort of children needed to take the Common Core exam, with the exception of children that may be in a two-year course. We had one student that was a special education child who would be involved in taking a two-year course. And you know, when we look at Plainview or Bethpage, I would say it is going on 4 years that we eliminated the two-year algebra, two-year geometry courses. So again, that language in the guidance document would not be applicable to us. So the Common Core, Dr. Lewis referenced, our mastery rates went up significantly from last year on the Common Core exam. And again, as I referenced, I think as people become more familiar with the test, the requirements, we look at instructional materials and have time for planning, we will get better as we go along. So the geometry, I provided the 2005 exam, and as you know, this year was our first year of the administration of the Common Core geometry exam, and we are very pleased with those results as well. Mm-hmm. And just hearing from some of our neighboring districts, we did exceptionally well on that exam. Typically on a late afternoon, people in my cohort are emailing each other because you have no frame of reference compared to how your kids did. So somebody said I was bragging.
We are.
I responded with our results. But I really just was saying how well we did. So apparently we did better than some other neighboring districts.
We did.
It wasn't my intent. I was just reporting it out.
Okay. Stop quoting.
Algebra 2 trig, again, we felt like that this was a difficult exam again this year, particularly, as you know, next year the course is changing even more so with the trig piece being a component of that needs to be looked at. So we'll have more information about this, and particularly in the fall when we start to share out the report and the chairs and directors are here. The humanities comparison, you'll see global results. The U.S. history, and you know, we changed to do some more pre-AP type work, but again, I think that's applicable to just the general subjects in social studies as all teachers are becoming more involved in those conversations. Our English results from the past 2 years, and then again, the Common Core English exam. I want to make note, though, that the mastery rates did not necessarily go up as significantly as you note there. It's just because, if you recall, last year the children had the option, and so we didn't have as many kids take the Common Core last year. We do allow our special. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah,
it's
we
very
do
good.
Allow our special education
right
students and AP students to take the January exam, and again, they fared very well, even taking it early. The global languages.
So your Common Core mastery is higher than your old English?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, I think, again, people were fearing that exam.
I know.
And, last year people talked some of the kids out from not taking it.
Right.
And, again, I think it's a matter of we've done work with Victor Jaccarino all year talking about what materials, the nonfiction component, looking at more strategies as compared to the text itself, as opposed to the themes or those type of things, which is Common Core aligned based on the guidance we've seen from the state.
Right, so for people who don't understand the old and the new, can you explain what mastery is?
So mastery on the Common Core is considered 85%, and passing still is the 65%, but the math
levels on for levels.
I'd have to look at
that. I think it is. I think it's
level
85
five.
And up to level five.
Level five.
Right, but I thought you were going to ask me the level each of the levels. No, I don't have.
No. But just so you can relate to the levels, it will be level five. And in fact, the fight is on because the state wants to remove one to 100 next year, and we've.
So also, if you look at the levels, Dr. Lewis referenced the levels and the mastery rates.
They only want to do levels.
So one of the things, like people are saying, oh, you know, the scale was a lot different this year. I don't think it was a lot different in both the English and or the algebra exam. But what was different was the mastery, to get mastery, that scale component changed. So in reference to, say, the algebra, the scale, you had to earn two more points in order to get mastery this year than you did last year. Those two more points mean a lot to high-performing students. So that can be very frustrating to them with a new exam.
Is that like raw points or is that like?
So based on the scale score, yes. So again, you know, that's where some of, even the POV middle school teachers, when we were debriefing about the exam, they felt badly that somebody got an 84, where last year that child would have gotten an 86, even on the Common Core exam. So same exam, different scale for the mastery rates. So they're upping it a little bit each year, I believe, on those pieces. So that's good. Very good. It's so nice. We're not really comparing
that's
same mastery
so
scale from year to year. So we're
okay.
doing even better than...
That's quite simple.
Yep.
I like these numbers.
Okay, so this is... even though these are not considered necessarily Regents exams anymore, but they are our FLACS exams, and I just felt it necessary
they
to include
it,
these.
Absolutely.
And yeah. again, very good performance. You know, it's something I do want to visit on the Spanish, the mastery on the Spanish exam, why that wasn't as high as last year. But again, still doing
yeah,
very, very well.
It's still good.
It's very good. Okay. Any questions?
I had just one or two. I was wondering, for the physics, did you get any sense for how other districts did? Was it a very hard test, or?
You know what, I have not met with Joyce, so I'm actually meeting with her on Thursday to discuss her, these exams, but I did not hear how other districts did, so I don't have a point of comparison
gotcha.
On that one. I just have feedback from Joyce saying both last year and this year how challenging the exam was, but to me that's significantly different, even though she expressed concerns last year. So again, the mastery, and I know our physics teachers are outstanding, so.
Yeah, I know strange things sometimes happen with that region. So I remember years ago there was the one that 2/3 of students failed or something.
Emily, along the same lines, we had some concerns about chemistry last year, and again, I feel pretty good about, you know, that our kids are still holding their own on the mastery component of that.
Great. Good. I had, for the one student who took the algebra,
the old algebra,
it looks like that student achieved mastery
yes.
after the 2 years. That's great.
yeah.
The other thing I was just wondering about vis-a-vis trig is that the SAT is changing and it's getting more Common Core aligned and more like the ACT. I'm just wondering, because a lot of students aren't taking, you know, they're not going to be done with trig by the end of 11th grade. I'm just wondering if that's addressed anywhere or...
One of the things that, and we'll sit with Dr. Lewis to discuss this, and there's been many presentations about how then you're going to align your math curriculum along the way and where all these pieces are going to fit in. And there's lots of suggestions from state ed. Some people are not necessarily embracing them, but I don't have a definitive answer to say how we're going forward. But we have to look at where certain topics are placed within the curriculum. In addition, we're looking at the cohort of children who did not pass the geometry exam and yet might have failed by 1 point, but we want them to continue with their math next year. So we are creating different cohorts of where we can revisit certain topics, yet continue on pace so that they're not held back. I mean, some of those kids might take the exam again over the summer, but at the same time, we want to address the elements that aren't being, you know, that they fell short on. So there are going to be actually two cohorts of kids in specific classes where we're going to modify the curriculum a little bit to meet their needs.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Okay.
Because, you know, next year is the first year for the Algebra 2, not trig, Algebra 2.
Right.
They've removed a lot of the trig, so that course is no longer trigonometry-based. It's now Algebra 2.
So where's the trig going?
The trig is actually a little bit in geometry.
They've sprinkled it in.
And that's where, so we have to look at the units.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess just...
And believe it or not, it's like you have to even go back as far as your 6th and 7th grade curriculum.
The trig... The rigor of trig has been removed. I mean, it's just basic sign, you know, basic functions. No proofs, no... That has really been reduced, and they've instead put in some other areas. It's really more an algebra 2 course.
You know, there'll be enough, I'm not just saying for our kids, because this is the region, so it's all kids in New York State, it's going to be enough to address both the new SAT and the ACT?
Yes, but the new SAT, again, has removed the rigor of that high level. You don't really need high level strength to do it. Just basic sine, cosine, tangent. Not much.
I have a question about the algebra and the geometry, but more of the algebra. Social media kind of blew up after that test, not just among Plainview families,
yeah.
but parents across all districts saying that the test was brutal. And I see our pass rates are high, but I know parents in other districts were saying, especially for the kids who scored on the high end of the test, who got no help from the curve whatsoever, that even though they, quote, passed the test, their grades were still 15, maybe 20 points below what they were experiencing in the classroom. So did we see those, you know, yes, our kids passed, but do you have kids who are getting 95s in the classroom, getting 79s and 80s?
I would say,
test,
when I looked at, and again, speaking with the teachers, mm-hmm. When you look at the kids, there were, I can speak to one teacher, I think she had 7 children
okay.
who were high, you know, 95, I'm going to say like 94, 93 to 98
mm-hmm.
type kids who did get 83s, 84s,
okay.
85s. So those were the kids I was referencing before
okay.
who might have,
right.
you know, because
right.
the mastery
point.
Rate.
Right.
But that's important to them.
Yeah.
So there are students that, you know, I saw another student who had 90s today who got an 81.
Mm-hmm.
On the exam, so that can be very frustrating, and they have worked really hard.
Well, especially when you see how the curve works on the lower end,
mm-hmm.
where those kids get such a huge boost, and then
absolutely,
you,
that's exactly
once
it.
Once you hit 78%, you
right.
get no help from the curve at all.
And
so.
One of the things I was sharing with Dr. Lewis today is like even some of the questions on the exam were very lengthy. So some questions that would have been a 3-point question in the past. Or a 2-point question, yet the child had to go through multiple steps, and then you just fall short on one little component, you're already down to 1 point. So you're losing points very
yeah.
quickly on something that you just spent
right.
20 minutes on.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be frustrating to kids, too. I mean, once they actually get to see those things and where they fell short. So, you know, there were, I'm going to address your comments about
mm-hmm.
social media. You know, we did hear, like, that there were kids crying and, like, a lot of hysteria on
yeah.
social media.
Yeah.
I did follow up on the social media piece within our own district because that's more on the opt-out site where that was, there was a few students, I want to say one or two, that did cry
mm-hmm.
on the exam, but that is not unusual. In the
right.
sense,
I mean,
just that
I
it's like
referencing social media in terms of POV. I mean, it's
right,
just,
right.
You know, like
so
page, whatnot, so
the other
yeah.
thing that you keep in mind that other districts did not embrace the Common Core fully
preparation.
The first year.
Mm-hmm.
So where they had the choice, they taught the old. So our teachers have had the benefit of a 2-year implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So our scores are going to be a little bit better because they're 2 years into it, where some people just said no. They had a choice, and they went with the old. So the kids, I think our children are better prepared because our teachers are better prepared.
Now, do we go through, because we get to see the test, do we go through the test and analyze the
oh, my goodness.
I've done the test. I actually did all the tests.
Oh, my gosh, Jody.
Okay.
They go
so
through with
so
a fine-tooth comb.
If
they
a large percentage of students got a question wrong this year, it'll be covered differently in the curriculum
mm-hmm.
next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every year, you know, whether it's Common Core or not, each exam, they do that.
Okay.
And with our local exams also, we use an instrument called Linkit, where we look at our performance on midterms or even just unit exams.
But I have to say, the algebra teachers that we have here, I've never seen people like them. They're amazing, amazingly expert at targeting strategies and skills, and they really can teach Long Island how to do this.
And I think also
they're
the collaboration, we talk about
them.
Articulation from high school and to middle school, the teachers really collaborated more
yeah.
so last year when they had to dig plural up their C's and really look at the new curriculum
mm-hmm.
and see where topics had to be taught. We spent a considerable amount of time on curriculum writing, so there's been a lot of conversations between the high school 9th grade algebra teachers and the middle school accelerated group.
But
I know you saw in the paper this weekend, or when was it that you sent it to me, that there are some districts that did give the old exam, algebra old exam, that clearly was not the intention of the state. That's as much as I can say.
Mm-hmm.
But they did find a loophole
mm-hmm.
for doing the old exam, which tells you that there are some districts holding out on trans, you know, going over to Common Core. What they did was they taught one unit of study in seventh grade. So they took the algebra course and taught kids one unit, and so they fulfilled the requirement of having begun the course prior to the year. And so that's how they got away with it. I'm not sure they're getting away with anything, but what the state is going to do, I believe, is they're going to probably require that transcripts identify which exam you've taken. So Common Core or 2005 algebra. Because when you're comparing kids, a 91 on the old exam is equivalent to like 81 on the core, maybe in the 80s. So that's the answer to your question, that it is a difference. It's a tough exam, and having students score in the 80s is an amazing, you know, kids are doing well if they do in the 80s.
Dr. Lewis, I just wanted, we did receive many parent phone calls, and we have been fielding those calls, both the chairperson and myself, in discussing with parents, because it's not so much that parents at all are are frustrated with the district in terms of our decision in delivering the Common Core. In fact, they, you know, once explained, understand the rationale. It's more of a frustration that everyone's not on the same playing field. And
give them the same opportunity.
And, you know, knowing that they have similar children going to similar schools, and that one child may have that 95 on their transcript and the other one has the 86, that's defeating for the child, and the child doesn't understand, you know, the difference between in that. I think it's three or four based on
districts. But publicly there are two that have identified themselves.
So again, explaining that out, one of our parents actually plans on pursuing it a little bit further. He's an attorney and is seeking some other avenues to, but, you know, again, we can provide the information that we have access to. And again, I have to applaud the parents. They've been very supportive.
Thank you very much. We're now going to go into public participation. District policy number 151.0.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could in some way be violated. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. The floor is now open.
Unfortunately, so I think there are bigger issues that they should be upset about. But what they are upset about is they're accustomed to getting certain grades. The state comes along and gives grades that are, in a very real way, arbitrary. Okay, and that significantly impacts the final grade of many kids. So I think we need to, the staff needs to sit down and look at arriving at a different formula for computing the kids'
grade. We are on the same page on this. We really do need to. We are on the same page more than you think. We do need to consider the grading policy. We do. And in fact, that is within the purview of the district. I, in fact, challenged the state because I threatened to take those grades off the transcript, and they sent me a response to tell me that I can't do that. So,
Right. I can't do, and I realize now, because I said, well, then show me where, because I said, I'm going to take it off the transcripts. Why should I have, if you won't do anything about, this is in relationship to what's happening between, with the algebra. And I said, well, then I'm not putting it on the transcript. We actually, within commissioner's regs, there is a section in commissioner's regs, which I know now know, that we do have to include it. That's why I'm forcing them to identify a common core with that. But we do not need to include it in the averages, and it really is depending on the district. And I think in the face of what's happening with Common Core, it's time for us to revisit it. I still believe that it should be a portion of the grade, because otherwise kids might blow it off. I don't know. But I think the extent to which it counts, which is another 20%, might be diminished.
You could write it in Roman numerals on the transcript or something.
Right. Right. We're required by law to include the region's score, but we're not required to include it in our final average. And so I think given that, we can redo our grading policy. So, which is something the board had asked us to do anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Great. Cheryl?
Cheryl Dender, 65 Glenwood Road. I just wanted to welcome Jody and Lauren as you were sworn in tonight. Congratulations, and I wish you both the best of being part of a great Board of Education. And congratulations to Gary as president and Debbie as vice president.
Thank you.
Have a great summer.
You too. Seeing nobody else, public participation is now closed.
Yes.
Thank you for your comments. Can I get a motion for routine business? Ginger, second, Seth. Any holds, separations, discussions? No? Okay, all those in favor of routine business? Thank you. We have an appointment.
Yes.
Vince?
Thank you. By action of the Board of Education, you appointed Kimberly Muller as an English teacher at the high school in Matlin Middle School, and Kimberly is with us tonight. Kimberly, congratulations. You also appointed Catherine Tortoso as a 0.7 business teacher. Catherine is not with us, though.
Thank you, and we welcome you and look forward to knowing you for many years. Okay, so now we're going to... unfinished business, right? Can I have a motion for unfinished business? Emily, second. Lauren? Do we want to give an explanation of this?
It was just to clarify a question last week, or the last board meeting, where the work done for this bid was included in the bond, and it was just not clear. So both Stratford and POB Middle School work is included in the bond.
Thank you. All those in favor?
I wanted to, probably should have put this in under our discussion. Thank you to Target for a number of donations that were made to the various schools. So thank you. Acknowledge and thank them.
Thank you. New business. Can I have a motion on the recommendation to adopt the resolutions to establish the tax levy for the Plainview-Old Bethpage Central School District and the Plainview-Old Bethpage Public Library for the 2015-2016 fiscal year? Seth? Second? Lauren? Any discussions? All those in favor?
I just think it's important to note that it is what we presented in our budget.
Right. Yes.
There's no surprise.
Thank you. Can I have a motion on the organizational chart for 2015? Ginger? Second? Jody? Any discussion? All those in favor? Can I have a motion on the settlement agreement and general release? Emily? Second? Seth? All the discussion? Oh, there can't be discussion. All those in favor? Abstentions? Are you abstaining from that?
I'm not.
So all those in favor?
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. A motion for additional staff development proposals. Emily, second Ginger. Discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion on the academic calendar for 2015-2016? Lauren, second. Jody, discussion? All those in favor? Oh, Ginger?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right, right.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
See the resolution.
I have.
Go ahead, Ginger.
Yes, I'd like to ask, add an amendment, please, to our reorg meeting 4.52.
No, we're just adding an amendment to this.
Oh, I'm going to make, okay, add an amendment to include a resolution to appoint Gene Tyler as our records access officer.
For
15-16.
Second, Emily, all those in favor? Oh, discussion?
Just on the motion. We're substituting or adding?
No, we should have had two different appointees.
Okay.
One was management,
and one was records.
Okay.
Access.
Yes. Yes.
And then we would have to take a second vote to adopt that resolution. Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of amending? Thank you. Can I have a motion to adopt? Seth? Ginger? Discussion? All those in favor? Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn into executive session for matters of negotiations?
Litigation. And litigation?
Ginger? Second. Emily? All in favor? Thank you for attending tonight's meeting. The next meeting is Wednesday, August 12th.
And we don't know where.
And we're not 100% sure if it will be here, if the building will be open, so stay tuned.
We have asbestos.
Have a relaxing and safe summer.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
God. Good job, Debbie.